The committee, which was established on the 31st of January 2017 to investigate the bribery allegation, took evidence from 8 witnesses. 5 of the witnesses were examined in public and 3 were heard in private sitting. The committee was given 3 terms of reference to look into. On the first term of reference to establish whether the first deputy speaker, Joseph Osewusu, took money from the energy minister, Bwachie Jaku, and gave it to the minority chief whip, Mohammed Mubarak Muntaka, to be distributed to minority members of the appointments committee, the committee was unanimous that there was no evidence that such a thing happened. The committee also found no evidence in the second term of reference, which was to establish whether there were attempts to bribe members of the appointment committee. The committee, however, resisted the temptation to look into the third term of reference, which was to look into the remit and the desire of the first deputy speaker to go to court to clear his name. The chairman of the special committee is Joe Gatti.
That after critical evaluation of the evidence adduced, Honorable Mahama Ayaga was the person who gave credence to what was circulating on social media and other media platforms as a rumor. He was a member of parliament who, in a Radio Gold interview, repeated a rumor that the appointments committee had been bribed by the Minister of Energy, Honorable Bachada. Mr. Speaker, this we find unfortunate, as Honorable Ayaga failed to ascertain the veracity of the rumor prior to publishing it. The reputation of parliament and the image of the institution has been greatly injured by the allegation. The reputation of the first deputy speaker, other members of the appointments committee, and that of the Minister for Energy have equally suffered considerable damage. As a result of these observations, your committee comes to the firm conclusion that Honorable Mahama Ayaga is in contempt of Parliament. The committee came to this conclusion because Honorable Mahama Ayaga failed to prove that indeed Honorable Bwachie Ajaku had given money to Honorable Joseph Osewusu to be distributed to members of the committee with a view to bribe them, but all the same published this information. Having established a case of contempt against Honorable Mahama Ayaga, as well as having examined the sanctions regime available, your committee recommends the House as follows: that the Honorable Member, Mr. Mahama Ayaga, be reprimanded by Right Honorable Speaker in accordance with Section 35 of the Parliament Act 1965 Act 300. That Mr. Mahama Ayaga renders an unqualified apology to the House and thereby purging himself of the contempt. The Speaker indeed what is known in law as a first offender. Accordingly, we are of the view that the recommendation relating to sanctions are adequate in these circumstances.
The MP for Ilo Krobo, Magnus Amwate, seconded the motion for the adoption of the committee's report.
I believe that with the extensive presentation of your report before this Honorable House, I have nothing more useful to add, just to say that he who alleges must prove. And that is what your committee was faced with. He who alleged the issue of bribery against the appointments committee were unable to prove safe. Mr. Speaker, I second the motion.
The Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwee, after posing the question on the motion, invited the MP for Boku Central, Mahama Ayaga, to the bar of Parliament to withdraw his allegation and apologize.
Honourable members, at this juncture, the question is, all those in favour of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those against say no. The ayes have it. The motion is carried. Honorable Ayaga, at this stage, you will respectfully proceed to the bar of Parliament and render an unqualified apology. Well done.
This did not go down well with the minority side of the House. The minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, was on his feet to plead with the Speaker to allow Mr. Ayaga to speak from his seat and not from the bar, as he is not a stranger in the House.
Even though the standing orders provide the process for rendering an apology, the Honorable Mahama Ayaga is a member of Parliament. And Mr. Speaker, I should request you that you probably give him an opportunity, wherever he is as a member of parliament, to respond to the committee's report, rather than want to treat him like any other ordinary person. And Mr. Speaker, let me once again, even though the chairman of the committee and the Honorable Majority Leader referred to it, paragraph 142 of the committee's report said, and I quote, "The committee took notice of the fact that the Honorable Mahama Ayaga is not known to have engaged in acts that tend to disrupt the smooth proceedings of Parliament." And Mr. Speaker, he could not have been doing this just on a mission to undermine individual integrities or reputation. So, Mr. Speaker, if you can give him an opportunity without wanting to further invite him to the bar, that will be appreciated.
The MP at the center of the case, Mama Yariga, was then given the opportunity to speak.
I will do myself grave injustice if in rendering the apology, I do not point out certain matters that I also feel are important for you to advert your mind to. In the first place, you set up a committee pursuant to order 191. First legal question is, does that committee have the power to come to conclusions relating to matters of contempt? Does it have the power? You set it up to find facts and report the facts to you. Does it have the power to come to conclusions on matters of contempt which are clearly spelled out in order 30, 31, and 32? Facts, not to conclude on contempt, because the issues of contempt are clearly defined in the standing orders. And so that is the first thing that I just wanted to advert your mind to, whether the committee can make findings and come to a conclusion that the provisions of contempt have been violated. That's the first question. Mr. Speaker, the second question is, they use criminal standards determining the burden of proof. Mr. Speaker, if you conclude that you want to use the criminal standards, then you might as well have, during the proceedings, used the criminal process. What is the criminal process? If you call a witness in any criminal trial, he should also cross-examine the other side, so that you can come to the conclusion that will enable you to exact criminal sanctions. You didn't do that. Mr. Speaker, if you say I should apologize, I apologize. Yeah.